Therefore, setting aside these matters, let's prepare our soul to handle both wealth and poverty. For even if we aren't subject to the common hardships mankind faces, which is largely improbable, it is still better to not seek wealth, but rather know how to handle all situations with ease than to always be rich. Why? Firstly, the strong person finds security from within, while the other seeks it externally. Just like a better soldier is one who relies on their physical abilities and combat skills rather than just their armor, the person who depends on their wealth is inferior to the one protected by their virtue. Secondly, it's impossible for a wealthy person to live without troubles. Wealth carries many storms and worries, unlike virtue, which only offers pleasure and safety. Moreover, virtue keeps a person safe from those who set traps for them, while wealth makes a person more vulnerable to attacks. Just as in the animal kingdom, stags and hares are easily captured due to their natural fearfulness, while the wild boar, bull, and lion are less likely to fall into traps. The same can be observed in the case of the rich and those living in voluntary poverty. The latter are akin to the lion and the bull, and the former to the stag and hare. For who doesn't the rich person fear? Aren't there thieves, rulers, jealous people, informants? And it's not just thieves and informants they worry about. Even their own household can't be trusted.